Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Up by three, trying to extend the lead, and the pass is caught for the touchdown. Noah Fant, the tight end.
Good football Friday, everybody. Did we come in with a highlight there?
Oh, boy. Yes, we played the Noah Fant touchdown.
The Noah Fant touchdown. I didn't hear it, but I do remember it from last night. What a football game last night. That may be the most entertaining game of the season as we enter week 7. So far, a lot of football season left. Totally unexpected. An absolute quarterback tutorial last night from the two 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks in the game. It was a pleasure as an NFL fan to watch that level of quarterbacking. I would also say the defenses on both sides were horrendous. Good morning, everybody. More on last night's incredible 33-31 Thursday night game. We've got some good Thursday night games this year, and certainly some surprising ones. I mean, the last three big underdogs on Thursday night have won outright. Cincinnati being the least of the big underdogs, they were getting 5.5 last night. On the show today, keys to a win Sunday over Dallas. How many points will it take to win the game on Sunday? How significant will the result be long-term on the NFC East standings? We will get to all of that. I've got smell test picks for this weekend. I'm 7 weeks in a row to start the season with a winning record, 20 games above 500 this year. I am expecting a correction, as I've been talking about this week. I hope it's not this weekend for all of you. I will have those picks later on in the show. Two guests on the show today, Bobby Belt, who covers the Cowboys and talks about them on radio every day for 105.3 FM, The Fan in Dallas, will join us at 11. Ben Standig will be on with us at 12 noon. We'll go around the NFL, some big games this weekend. I mean, some really, really interesting games, including a great Sunday night game, really, between the Falcons and the Niners, a significant game here early in the NFC season. Washington, Dallas, the premier spot on Sunday. It'll go to a roughly 75-80% of the country. Washington at Dallas, it used to mean so much. I've been talking about it all week long. It means a little bit this week. I can feel a little bit of juice for this one. This is one that both teams need to get. I don't think it's a code red game by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think it is an important game, a very important game for both teams. I got to start with last night, though. Most of you know that for whatever reason, I've just always been in the tank for Joe Flacco. I've just always been in the tank. I think and Paulie, several of you DM'd me during this game saying, man, the guy you love is looking elite tonight. Just so you know, I've never said in all of these years that Joe Flacco is an elite quarterback, you know, even when he was playing at a high level. The reason I've always loved Flacco is that, first of all, I'm not sure anybody spins it better than him. I don't think anybody's got a... We saw two of the best pure passers in the NFL for the last, you know, 15 years. Longer than that, 15, 20 years. I mean, both of those guys can just flat out throw the football. But with Joe, it's always been about those moments where he just delivered in the clutch. He's got the third most road playoff wins of any quarterback in NFL history. And now to watch him, you know, go from flailing around in Cleveland the first few weeks with no offensive line, no running game, although they started to get a running game just as he left, no receiving talent, to go into a situation where he's got the best receiving core, you could argue, in the league with two truly great ones, and really one that we are watching the early portions of a Hall of Fame career with Ja'Marr Chase. And to see the precision, to see the processing, to see the accuracy, to see the big you-know-whats to take shots in man coverage, fun to watch. I've never thought Joe was an elite quarterback. I have always thought that Joe has always delivered when it has mattered the most, and that is big late-season games for the Ravens and big playoff games. That Super Bowl run in 2012 was not about the Raven defense. It was about Joe blanking Flacco, hon. That's who it was about. He was on fire that particular postseason, and by the way, made a lot of money because of it. And then on the flip side last night, you know, before the season started, I said, if you watched Aaron Rodgers last year with New York, dysfunctional setup all the way around, it wasn't him. They stunk defensively last year. Their kicker missed multiple kicks that cost them the games, cost them two or three games. And their coaching staff was a mess when Saleh left. The whole organization was a mess. But Aaron Rodgers was still slinging it. Like, I'm like, he still looks the way he throws it like Aaron Rodgers. Now, he's not as mobile, although last night was sort of a flashback to some of the extension. That the touchdown pass that he had on their opening drive is the longest extension of a play by a quarterback on a completion this year in the entire NFL. And then, by the way, how about his arm strength on the Hail Mary? The longest pass of the season, 69 yards in the air. Yeah, he can still do it. And I'm not even going to mention who DM'd me in the middle of the game to say, you know, Aaron Rodgers looks terrible. I'm like, tell me you're not watching the game without telling me you're not watching the game. Well, he's got two interceptions. Yeah, you read the box score. He had one bad throw the entire night. The second interception was brilliant. And really, DK Metcalf should have caught it because the throw was exceptional. To see these two go back and forth, look, the defenses aren't very good. And both of these teams last night had a running game, which helped a lot. You know, Jaylen Warren went over 100 yards. Chase Brown for Cincinnati went for over 100 yards. But I think what was so kind of cool to watch, because we're all into this league, we're all into quarterbacks and watching them develop at different speeds. There is an experience level that you get to if you're lucky enough, and these two have certainly gotten there, and you see the difference. Like, the nuance last night with just the line of scrimmage pre-snap, there must have been three dozen plays, all right, in the game, 18 each quarterback, in which they checked to a play at the line of scrimmage. They got their team out of not a good play into a good play, and every single time you heard kill, 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 or check, 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 or can, the play worked almost every time. I mean, Flacco was 31 of 47 for 342 and three touchdowns, and by the way, had five passes dropped, including one in the first half when they got off to a slow start. It wasn't his fault. Chase Brown dropped a check down that would have gone for 40 yards. Ja'Marr Chase got targeted 23 times in the football game. I'm sorry, but how does Pittsburgh allow that? Seriously, they played way too much man coverage. I'm not sure how you can play man coverage against Ja'Marr Chase. Well, we've got Jalen Ramsey. We've got Joey Porter. We've got Darius Slay. Yeah, but they can't cover the best receiver in the league here, Justin Jefferson. He's uncoverable in man coverage. And then, by the way, if you, you know, shade double coverage in his direction, he can still beat it. But then you got Higgins and you got Yosevich, who, by the way, dropped two balls last night. He's been dropping balls since Joe arrived. It was a special, special game from so many standpoints. I mean, the level of just brain power at quarterback in watching these two play, watching them extend in the pocket. What did everybody say when Flacco got to Cincinnati? Oh, my God, he's going to get killed. He won't survive. That offensive line's terrible. What we know about the quarterback position and what we've all learned about the quarterback position over now, I don't know, 10, 15 years, it's been much more apparent as NFL fans, as we've learned more with more data and more expertise actually that's out there, is that sack stats more often than not are on the quarterback. Joe gets rid of the football quickly. Aaron Rodgers sees it and gets rid of the football quickly. You know, that's why there were two total sacks in a game that included 81 pass attempts. 81 in the game, two total sacks in the game. Joe Flacco ran a read option late and gained 12 yards from deep in their own territory. It was hysterical to listen to him after the game. He said it wasn't planned. He said the receivers lined up in the wrong spot. He said it was one of the only plays he got right. He's only been there 10 days in terms of the call in the huddle. And he saw the end crash down, and he said, why not? I'll keep it. It was supposed to be a give. It wasn't an option. And he ran 12 yards. What receiver since Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger gets targeted 23 times in a game? Max, is that a record recently?
It's such a high number that I feel like it has to be. I'll dive in and let
you know. It's got to be the highest number we've seen in a few years.
But yeah, that 23 is an insane amount of targets on, what, 47 dropbacks?
Yeah, I mean, Jefferson with Kirk would get targeted 14, 15 times a game. I remember Antonio Brown had some target numbers in the 20s with Roethlisberger. Because there was a stretch there where he was completely uncheckable. It didn't matter. That's, by the way, what a true elite wide receiver looks like, boys and girls, if you were watching the game last night.
Chase's 23 targets were tied for the third most all-time in a game since the league began tracking them in 1978. Brandon Marshall, 28 in Week 14 of 2009. Chris Chambers, 26 in Week 13 of 2005. And now Jamar Chase with 23.
Chris Chambers, wow.
Right?
Miami, right?
Yes.
Just, it was a great football game. I mean, the touchdown pass on 3rd and 18 in the red zone from Rodgers to Freiermuth was amazing. And then the 2nd and 20 touchdown pass with just over 2 minutes to go, trailing 30-24 to Freiermuth, was vintage Rodgers. He extends out of the pocket and throws an absolute bullet to Freiermuth before the safety could double back to get him. The level of quarterback play, look, it was probably offset a little bit by both teams being bad defensively. You'd have to explain to me why Pittsburgh played that much man coverage against those receivers. I don't get it. But it's not like Flacco wouldn't have diced them last night against zone. It just would have been fewer, you know, chunks. You know, they had a 37, 29, 25, 31, 18, 19. You know, they had some big runs, too. Chase Brown ripped off a 37-yard run. So did Jalen Warren in the game. I think Warren, by the way, much better than Najee Harris ever was in Pittsburgh. By the way, Gainwell's good, too. What's interesting about this result, you know, Cincinnati winning, what a play by T. Higgins to at the end of the game if you didn't see it. They're in field goal range already to potentially, you know, kick a go-ahead field goal. Pittsburgh's still calling their timeouts. And on 2nd and 8, Flacco, they decided to put the ball in Flacco's hands, and he throws an absolute beautiful touch ball to T. Higgins in man coverage, lays it out. Higgins could have scored with it, but he slid down at the Pittsburgh 7-yard line, which allowed Cincinnati to get the clock down to 7 seconds before kicking the game winner, which did give Aaron Rodgers a shot at a Hail Mary, which I was like, wait a minute, he can't get it to the end zone from his own 35-yard line or whatever it was. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Brilliant quarterback play last night. Some bad defensive play as well, but it's, I don't know, as a football fan, there are certain nights you just are watching and you're like, well, that's how the position is supposed to be played. That's how you do it. And there was, between the two of them, there was one wrong decision all night. Rodgers got a little bit greedy in the first half on a bomb to Metcalf and got picked. Other than that, it was perfection for him. 4 touchdowns, 250 yards on 23 of 34. He had a couple of balls dropped too. And Flacco, 342 on 31 of 47 with 5 drop passes in the game on him. The AFC North, which you could easily say right now, top to bottom, is the worst division in football. Which, when's the last time you could say that? Never. With the Ravens at 1-5 and Cleveland at 1-5. Cincinnati's win kept Pittsburgh from really creating so much space at 5-1 had they won the game. You know, that's 5-1, you're 4 full games ahead of the Ravens. You still have 2 left with Baltimore. Pittsburgh does. Cincinnati, by the way, still plays Pittsburgh 1 more time and still plays Baltimore twice. But now at 4-2, that's probably the opening. If you're a Ravens fan, you're looking for. You know, you play the Bears after this bye week. You get Lamar back. You get a little healthier. You still have 2 with the Bengals and 2 with the Steelers, and they come later in the season. In the meantime, you've got like Chicago and Miami and Cleveland and the Jets. That's why the odds makers have been far, far from killing Baltimore's chances to win the division, because they see what's upcoming and teams can get healthy and all of a sudden things change. There will be some pretty interesting games. And look, for the Bengals, they get back into it. Who knows about Burrow and whether or not he'll be back? This is all about getting Burrow back, because as much as I love Flacco and as much as he is a clutch performer, I'm not about to tell you at 40 years old he's going to lead them to a Super Bowl run. With that said, offensively, he's never played. Never played with 2 better receivers and on his team. I mean, hardly anybody has ever. But they have like the Jets and the Bears at home coming up before another game with the Steelers. They could get to 4-4. They could hover around playoff territory for Burrow's return. And this is what they were thinking would happen. They made that trade, and seriously, has a trade been mocked and laughed at more than Cincinnati trading for Joe Flacco 11 days ago? You know who knew? Mike Tomlin knew. Tomlin, in his press conference earlier this week, said, maybe it's me, but I don't get how Andrew Berry, the GM of the Cleveland Browns, traded a guy who they thought was good enough to start the season for them to a team in the division that needed a quarterback. Tomlin was pissed earlier this week. He knew. He understands what Flacco is capable of and knew it would be a major upgrade, as did the Bengals. And look, he's going to have a Flacco game. You know he will, where he'll throw 2 or 3 picks. He'll get hit backside, the ball bounce out twice. But if you protect him with those receivers, my God, that is, it's fun to watch Chase and Higgins. Chase had 2 drops, too. 2 drops in the game. But he is really, really special. You know, the difference between what I would say is easily the 2 best receivers, like the 2 elite, truly elite of the receiving group in the NFL, Jefferson and Chase. The difference between the two is that Chase is more like a running back after the catch. He is a physical runner after the catch. Jefferson is just, he's the best route runner in the league. I mean, it's impossible. You bracket him and he's still able to get open. It's going to be interesting to watch that division play out. I don't think Baltimore is dead. I think Baltimore's biggest issue, though, is defense. even more than it is worrying about Lamar Jackson getting back and what they'll be like. Fascinating game last night. Really an entertaining football game. And it's hard not to like Flacco if you've watched his pre-games and post-games. He joined the set with Chase last night on the Amazon set. He joined Scott on SportsCenter afterwards. Aaron Rodgers, in terms of the player he is, they got something going offensively. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They just can't stop anybody right now. The Steelers can't. They got, by the way, their next game is a week from Sunday night in Pittsburgh against the Packers. The week after that, it's home against the Colts. Those are the next two for Pittsburgh. So they kind of needed that one last night, and they didn't get it. NFL's awesome, man, when you get games like that. And we have had a lot of those games on Thursday night. Last week, the Giants, stunning the Eagles. The week before that was that incredibly intense 49ers-Rams game. The week before that was a walk-off field goal Seattle at Arizona. We've just had good primetime games this NFL season. All right, we got a game on Sunday that isn't primetime, but it'll feel like it when we get there. At Dallas, in a game that, I had an emailer yesterday suggest that it was code red. I'll read it. It came from Lane. Lane wrote, "Kevin, I agree. It feels like the biggest Dallas-Washington game in a few years. It also feels like a code red game because of what follows on the schedule." So my question to you before I get to kind of my keys is two-part. Number one, do you view Sunday as a code red game, as a game that they have to win? That's number one. Number two, how many points will it take Sunday to win the football game? The number. Give me the number that either team needs to get to win on Sunday. Is it code red? What's the point number that either team needs to get to win the game? I'll give you my answers to both. Max will also, when we come back, 301-230-0980.
How could you do that, Andrew? How could you do it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is Sunday a code red game? You know, going back to 2015 when Jay Gruden said before the Tampa game at home, this is a code red game. They came back from 24-0 down and beat the Buccaneers that day. Is this must win? That's part one to all of you as callers. And part two is, what's the number the winning team needs to get to on Sunday? This is the highest over-under total of the season. We're up to 56, 55.5 in terms of the over-under on this game in a lot of spots. It's the highest number of the season so far. Why? Because Dallas is horrible on defense, and Washington's pretty bad on defense. And Dallas is exceptional on offense, and Washington's pretty good on offense. So obviously people are expecting this game to be in the 30s, both sides. So I'll answer the code red part first. It's not a code red game Sunday. It's not a must win. We're too early in the season. This will be just 7 games when this one is completed. Now, it is a bit kind of code, you know, reddish. Because falling to 3-4 with Kansas City a week from Monday night, I know what the reaction will be. It'll be panic. It'll be doom and gloom. Season would feel over, especially if they were to lose to Kansas City the following week to fall to 3-5. We're not even at the halfway mark at that point, and people I know would start to jump ship. But I don't think I would feel that way, because coming back off of the next two on the road, and I think they're going to win Sunday. We'll have our predictions later on in the game. But coming off of these two on the road, the next three out of the next four are at home, and the game that's not at home is the game in Madrid against the Dolphins. The opponents are good: Seattle, Detroit, Denver, the home games. There's just too much season, too many home games, too many matchups in which Washington will certainly have a chance to win and probably be favored to win. You know, I look at those four games, they'll be an underdog at Kansas City. I can guarantee you that. They are a very short favorite right now, a 1.5-point favorite at Dallas. They'll be an underdog at Kansas City. And it's possible that Detroit could be favored here. But they'll be favored over Seattle at home. They'll be favored over Denver at home. Not by a lot. And they'll be favored by, over Miami and Madrid. I just think that while the NFC is super deep, the playoff race could set up as the NFC East being the weakest division and requiring the least amount of wins to win that automatic berth. You know, the NFC West has 3-4-2 teams. The NFC South has Tampa at 5-1, the Falcons at 3-2. Hell, the Panthers are at 3-3. All right. And by the way, can stop the run and can run the football. The NFC North, all four teams are above 500. It's maybe a good year to have the injuries that they've had, try to overcome them, try to figure it out, because they're not losing a lot of ground at 3-3. Or if they were to lose, you know, Philly could be at 5-2 by the time the game kicks off, but nobody's running away with this division. The division, more likely than not, is going to require 10 wins. I think 10 might do it in the NFC East this year. Now, the one wild card is that Philly is so talented that they get it together sooner rather than later, and they end up going on a run like they did last year. And rather than 2023, when their season imploded late, the season turns around like last year, and maybe they get to 11 or 12. But right now, I don't see anybody running away with the division as teams are kind of floundering here. And Washington could, you know, could be on a 2-game losing skid after Sunday, staring 3 in a row. It's a losable game for sure on Sunday. I don't think it's a code red game. I just know what most will say about the game. I'll give you how many points I think will be required to win the game on Sunday in a moment. But Max, do you view this game as code red, as must win?
Yeah. Not code red, but I said to you yesterday, it feels like a fork in the road game. Like, how this could either put the arrow for the season up at a significant portion, or it could go very far. It can kind of jet down like the stock market. This defense is going to have to figure out a way to get probably like a single stop. That is all they're going to need, is one stop, if offense can keep pace and keep the ball moving against a dreadful Cowboys defense. So it is, I don't want to say must win, but it's definitely a can't lose type game or end situation.
Well, if it's can't lose, it's must win. I'm pretty sure that's the way it works. Here's what I would say. It's a really big kind of need to have, but the season is not over if they lose this game. I just don't see it that way. I could, you know, the way they're playing defense right now against good offensive opponents, and this will be the best offensive opponent they have faced, 100%. They're going to have a chance to lose a lot of games coming up, but I think they'll also be there offensively with chances to win. We'll see. The number for me is not probably as high as you think, I would say. I think 28 in a possession, heavy, long possession kind of a game. I see both teams playing a lot of bend, don't break. Sunday, trying to answer in the red zone. A lot of easy 20 to the 20-yard line, you know, 20, from your own 20 to the other 20. These days, it's not even 20 to 20 anymore. It's more like 35 to 20, because of the starting field position. Clock churning, both teams being able to run the football, possess the ball not hitting the ground much on throws. It could be a low possession game. Rather than a higher possession game, I see 28 being the number. I think the winner has to get to, at the very minimum, 28 points to win the game. I think if you get to 28, you're going to win Sunday. Now, if it is more of a back-and-forth, quick strike game, you know, it's 65 yards, it's a 38-yard run, you know, five-play drives instead of 10-play drives, then 35 is going to be necessary to win the game. But I'm going to say 28 is my number to win the game on Sunday. What do you say, Max?
For some reason, I can't shake this 31 number, Kevin. It's been in my head for weeks, and it's going to happen eventually. I think 30 plus is definitely the number. I could see that going as high as 40, but I'm going to stick with good old 30 right now.
All right. Two-part question to all of you at 301-230-0980. Do you feel like this is a code red game, must win? And then two, what's the point number that the winning team needs to get to in a game that has the highest over-under of the season so far at 55.5, 56 points? Mark and Largo, kick it off for us. Code red, yes or no? How many points does the winner need to get to?
Well, since your producer just took my number, which he didn't shake, he just got it from me, 31, and I said 34, 31.
I've been saying 31 for 3 weeks.
That's fine. I'll let it go. I'll have to pick up. I got Washington winning.
It's really not, you know, an unusual number to throw out there for this kind of game.
You also said 34, Mark. That's what I have written down, but sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. No, Kevin, this is a code red game. Okay. They are 1-3 in the conference, man. You cannot lose another conference and be a division game. You could lose next week to Kansas City. You could lose to Denver at the end of next month. But you can't lose this game Sunday. You have to win this game Sunday. Because this is a code red. And the reality of the situation is this. Washington is a better team than Dallas. They have to go down there and show it. Yes, they're hurt. Jaden Daniels has to play. He has to bring his A game on Sunday. Matter of fact, Jaden Daniels has to bring his A game for the next 4 weeks. And I hate to say it like
that. Jaden's got to bring his A game for the next 11 weeks.
Well, yeah.
This team doesn't have a chance in hell of getting to where we want them to get to, which is into the postseason, without Jaden playing Jaden kind of football.
I would agree. But I also think Bill has to be better. I also think McNichols, I think they need to get McNichols in there more. And I think he needs to be your third down back. I think he needs to get better. I think they need to find what these other guys can do. And let me ask you something. When are you going to find out who's going to play or not? Will you find out before you leave, or will we have to wait till Chris comes in at one?
Oh, you mean who's going to be on the injury report today? Yeah, they'll have that out later.
Who's practicing today?
Yeah. That'll be when Chris is on. I don't think we might get an update before the end of the show. We might get an update before the end of the show, but I'm not exactly sure, Mark, schedule-wise, when we'll get it today.
Quickly. Dave plays great in a dome. He's great on AstroTurf. I don't think they've lost since he's been on. I don't think they've lost a game on turf since he's played. He has more time struggling when he's playing on grass than he does on turf. I think they win this game on Sunday, 34-31, and then we'll see about Kansas City, but we'll worry about that next week. But they should win this game on Sunday. This is Jaden's game here. This is what he got to show up and show out.
But Baltimore's not grass, is it?
No.
Yeah. Baltimore, so he grass. Did. They did lose at Baltimore. Yeah. Last year,
but that's not regular grass. I mean, that's regular grass. So my point is,
is it regular grass, Max, or is it field turf?
It's regular grass. It's regular grass.
It is
better. Well, I'll say
it is natural grass.
Better inside
it is okay. Well, then you're right.
Yeah,
he's never lost a game on non-natural grass.
And I just think that'll work out better for him. So
all right,
win.
I got to move on. Mark likes to monopolize. He likes to be. He desperately wants to be my co-host. He'd be a good one, by the way. I'm not lying about that. Let's go to Frank in Charlotte. Frank, is this a code red game? And what's the point total that the winner needs to get to?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Can you hear me clearly, Kevin?
I got you, Frank.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I do definitely think it's a code red game. I'm a lifelong Skins fan, and I do call them Skins. I don't care. But I also deal in reality as well. I mean, I don't want to be a homer, and there's a lot of homers that do call into your show that don't deal in reality. And the reality is we have an atrocious defense. And so it kind of takes me back to when, what was his name? He played for the Raiders, Ted Hendrickson. He told
Hendricks, yeah.
For the Oakland Raiders, he said, "Hey, look," he said, "you guys keep scoring because we can't stop them. That's going to be us. That's what the defense is going to have to do to Jaden. You just keep scoring because we can't stop them. That's going to be the rest of the year."
I fear the same thing, Frank. And with Dallas and Detroit and Kansas City, they can't cover, and they make up for it by not being very good against the run. And that is just a bad combination. And it's going to take, you know, pretty much near flawless games offensively against these better opponents. And I think Dallas, because their offense is an opponent that you're going to have to keep pace with. The good news is they stink on defense. I mean, they are terrible. We're not good. They're actually worse. Thanks, Frank, as always. Let's go to Joe in Towson. Joe, code red game, yes or no? And what's the point total that the winning team needs to get to?
Hey, good morning, Kev. Thanks for taking my call, as always.
Sure, Joe.
Code red game, I would be more on your side of the fence that it's not, especially when you have Jaden Daniels and when you go on a run at some point. I think it's a very important game. I hope we win. It's going to be hard with all the injuries. In terms of point total, I think my magic number is 30. We're going to have to, I know this is cliche, but we're going to have to just outscore them because I don't see us getting many stops. And last thing before I go, my prediction for your smell test is the Chiefs or the Chargers are going to be on it. Thanks for taking my call.
I love the people. I get that now every week. The Chargers are not on it, actually. I know that it looks weird that they're favored, but that action is completely split this week. The Colts on the road against the Chargers. That's a 4:05 game. That's actually a really good game. Let's go to Billy. Billy, go ahead. Code red, yes or no. Point total that the winner needs to get to.
Yeah, but I would start off the call with, for our friends in the North, just maybe a final reminder. They'd have three more Lombardi.
with Joey Flacco
at the helm.
Yeah.
That's going to be one Harbaugh never lives down. You'd have to agree with that, Kevin.
Well, I don't know, Billy. I mean, he's got a quarterback that's got two MVPs and probably should have had a third. But he has he's never been the playoff performer that Joe Flacco's that was. But yeah,
it's ironic that I think it was who was the coach? Jay Gruden that used the term "code red."
He did.
We could use Jay Gruden as our offensive coordinator.
That would you don't like Kliff now?
With our current talent.
So you're not a big Kliff fan?
No, I'm not right now.
Yeah, okay.
I think there were a lot of missed opportunities over the past 2 years to take advantage of probably the best quarterback that's ever played the game in Jaden Daniels. So yeah,
It'd be really hard to consider a season last year being much better than the one he had, or an offense last year being much better than the one that basically carried the team to the NFC Championship game.
Isn't that crazy? Because they could be better. They could actually be better, a lot better.
Right. Well, I'd look forward to your presentation on what they should do, but I don't want to do that here in this segment. So, what's the number that they got? The winning team needs to get to.
You got to put up 40. Dallas's defense is obscenely bad. We could have 750, 800 yards in this game.
That'd be a record. What is the record? Okay. Look it up, Max. I'm going to say that the record NFL yardage in a game is probably starts with a six.
I'm sorry.
600 and something. Thanks, Billy.
I am
a... We got it. Yeah. Let's go to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, code red game, yes or no? What's the point total the winner needs to get to?
This code red. They have not won, only one conference game. So... There's no conceivable way they can, in my opinion, that they can win out unless they win more conference games. The conference games are the problem. They've had their victories are against two AFC teams. Yeah. So, and you know, the score, they're going to have to score at least 30 points, if not more, to win this game. But I wanted to talk about what happened the other night. I feel like what they're going to have to do is their best defense is their offense. They're just going to have to keep the defense off the field.
Yeah, agreed.
That means they're going to have to make more chances on third. Third and one is going to be second and one in Kliff's mindset, because he's going to have to play it as if you get the ball back to the team, they're going to score. That's just that reality. You don't have a left end. The team is basically letting anybody run on that right side.
Yeah.
And there's just no human beings there to do it.
I'm going to be very interested to see what they do. With CeeDee Lamb back, who do you double? The tight end leads the league for tight ends in receptions. He's fourth overall. Javonte Williams could easily slice and dice him if they decide to go that way. It's going to be a very hard team to defend unless the Cowboys end up, you know, doing Cowboy stuff. Too many penalties. Penalties are big, big drive killers. They always have been. And in a game like Sunday, and I'll get to my keys, it's like you almost have to get a team off the field, you're going to have to hope they do something to themselves. There's a holding penalty, a phantom holding penalty, a phantom, you know, offensive PI that, you know, gets, you know, marks it back, a personal foul 15 yards, and they got to overcome first and 25, second and 20s. I mean, that's pretty much the only thing that got teams off the field last night were penalties. And it's going to be the same type of game. And obviously, the team that coughs it up a couple of times is doomed on Sunday if they don't get them back. Doomed. Anthony in D.C., code red game, yes or no? What's the point total necessary for the winning team?
Kevin, because of the competition in the coming weeks, this is a code Daffy Duck, not the red button game.
They not the red button?
Lose this game.
Yeah.
Not the red button.
Okay.
They can't afford to lose this game, because if they lose the game, basically your only path to the playoffs is to win the division. And I have no confidence in our defense to be able to sustain that kind of run. There are two things you can guarantee about our defense. If we score, the very next drive, the opposition will score. When we absolutely, positively have to have a stop, 7 out of 10 times, if not more, they will give it up. So
yeah, I mean, you know, it's just so funny how we just, I mean, you talk about, you know, a roller coaster. But I think those of us that were being a little bit realistic about the results against the Giants, Raiders, and that Chargers team on that day knew that this could be a problem against better teams. And Chicago's not even a better, you know, that great of an offensive team. Sunday is by far and away, people, the most dynamic, the most versatile, the most talented offense Washington's faced this year, with a quarterback playing at an insanely high level and them getting their best receiver, I guess, in CeeDee Lamb back this week. Maybe there will be some CeeDee Lamb rust. Maybe the mix between Pickens and CeeDee Lamb will take some time for them to get adjusted, and maybe Washington will benefit from the timing of it rather than having him back for a third week in a row or something like that. But I do think you gotta win this game by possessing the football and not making any mistakes. So what's your number? What does it take, Kevin, Anthony, to win?
At least 34. But Kevin, what you just ran through, that's a lot of wishful thinking.
It's not a lot of wishful thinking. None of that's a reach, especially possessing the ball on offense.
No, I'm talking about the Cowboy side of it.
George, the CeeDee Lamb scenario that I just painted out. Hopefully he's got a little rust on him. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Hopefully he's not 100% healthy and he's coming back a week too early. How about that, Anthony? I got to get to a break. Bay, Ryland, Chris, Derek, stay there. We'll do one more set of calls. Is this a Code Red game? Also, the point total necessary for the winning team. Bobby Belt from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas will join us at 11, and I'm going to play something that Joe Witt Jr. said yesterday when we come back. I want you to hear it. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. It is October 17th. We start off with a recap of Thursday Night Football. Joe Flacco and his newly found team, the Cincinnati Bengals, pull out the win over the Steelers 33-31. Jamar Chase sets the Bengals' record for targets and tied for third most all-time in a single game, four targets, and notches his 13th game with 125 receiving and one touchdown. The Commanders officially signed Treylon Burks to the practice squad after hosting for a workout yesterday. The Commanders have also released wide receiver Tay Martin in a corresponding move from the practice squad to the MLB for postseason. The Dodgers, they increased their lead over the Milwaukee Brewers by to 3-0 after notching another win, this time out in L.A. Then Toronto Blue Jays get another big win over the Mariners and even the series at 2 games apiece. Plus tonight, the Caps, they get going against the Minnesota Wild as the boys in red debut their new third jerseys. Puck drops at 7 p.m. Logan Thompson expected to be in net. That'll be right here on 106.7 The Fan and possibly the Team 980. This update is sponsored by Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Den's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. That is what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's the execution and the communication. If we have great pre-snap communication, it provides better post-snap play. And so a lot of the plays are plays that we've gone over. We just have to make sure we're executing them on game day. You know, that's just what it is. You know, and some of them, like I said, the big play that hit us in this last game, it was a play that should have gone for 8. It went for 55 because of a missed tackle. That falls into that same bucket of explosives, you know?
Yeah, that was Joe Witt Jr. yesterday answering a question about the reason they're giving up so many explosive plays. I'll move beyond the, you know, it's execution and communication over scheme. And because the question was actually asked, is it scheme or is it execution? And go to the part in which I feel like there is this feeling that Monday night was about one play in terms of the explosives, the Swift 55-yard touchdown catch, and that the reason it was an explosive play was a missed tackle. Well, a lot of explosive plays are because of missed tackles, but they're delusional if they don't think that a lot of the explosive plays against them, including on Monday night, were people just wide open. And by the way, the explosives that the Bears didn't execute themselves on, the Zacchaeus play from their own 3-yard line. I mean, hello, he is running into open space. Bobby Wagner trying to cover him. And if he holds onto the ball, it's maybe a 97-yard touchdown. I mean, there were explosives in the run game all night long. There were explosives and missed explosives on their end. And to hear, you know, the big play that hit us in the last game, it should have gone for 8, meaning we should have made the tackle, but it went for 55, and that ends up being in the bucket of explosives. That bucket was filled with a lot of plays and a lot of missed opportunities on Monday night. So, yeah. This defense is not like just a couple of, you know, missed tackles away from no explosives happening against them. That's just not true. In fact, in a lot of the games this year, they've been a decent tackling team. All right, let's try to get through some of these calls. Bobby Belt's coming up from Dallas at 11 a.m. Chris in Delaware. Code red game, yes or no? Point total that the winning team needs to get to.
Hey, Kev, thanks for taking my call. Quick,
sure,
quick sidebar. I had the pleasure of playing with Joe Flacco at University of Delaware in 2006.
Wow.
And I couldn't be more happy for the dude. To think that he's still playing almost 20 years later is just insane, because I don't think I could sniff a football field.
I think the best thing about watching Joe is there's just not a prettier ball thrown in the league over the last 15 years like his.
His release is insane. There was a game against Villanova. He chucked the ball 65 yards on both knees through the opposite uprights in practice in a walkthrough. And everyone, it was late in the season. Everyone was like, oh my God, this guy's legit. I mean, we already knew he was legit, but that was the moment. Yeah. So anyway, for Sunday, this is totally code red. Mark and Largo nailed it first. He stole my thunder. Conference schedule, you look at it, we're in trouble if we drop this game. So it's definitely code red. The number for me is 33. I think they're going to have to score. They're going to have to rely on Dak, you know, making some bonehead plays, which, frankly, he hasn't really been doing. When he's been healthy, Dak puts up numbers, and he executes. And if he has his guy back in 88, it's going to be a long day, man. I mean, and I watched that Joe Witt press conference. That dude, he couldn't have spoken faster through the Bears game in terms of, you know, the little recap. And then suddenly he was talking about Dallas. Like, he was fumbling his cue cards. This we're in trouble, man. This is code red. Like, everyone who just thinks that we're going to, you know, somehow split with Dallas, like, we could lose out to Dallas. We have Andy Reid. We have Seattle, who's, you know, really functioning as an offense coming up. We have the Lions. Like, this is troublesome, man. Like, we could be cooked. This is the season, in my view. Like, they need to show us something.
You're voicing what the conversation's going to be if they lose in advance, and I appreciate that because there's already some panic. I'm not there with you, and I understand where they are in the conference race. I mean, if they lose this, it'll be their first division loss. Remember that, and it'll be a road game. They've still got, you know, another four division games left, two with Philly, one with New York, and one with Dallas after Sunday. But I hear you. A loss isn't going to be, it's not going to be pretty around here. It's just that you're 7 games in at 3-4 in a division that may only require 9 or 10 to win. So I don't think the season would be over, and that's my definition of code red. You've got to win the game or the season's doomed, and I don't see that. But I appreciate it, Chris, as always. Thanks. Let's go to Derek in Capitol Heights. Derek, go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Derek.
To get to your question right away. I mean, I know it's not as meaningful as the previous era and our generation that we grew up watching, but for me personally, the Cowboys game is always a code red. It feels like a must win. And also, it's a division game. Why wouldn't you want to have a lot more emphasis on a division game?
Well, you do. Nobody's saying that it isn't a big game, an important game. The issue is, do you think the season's over if they lose it?
So that's what we're assuming code red means?
Well, isn't that what code red means?
No.
Must win? Have to win? Or the season's doomed?
The second part I can argue with. I'm leaning more to the importance of by saying code red. We got to get it done, but we still have some time left. That's the way I look at it.
Okay.
But anyway, to answer your question, I think the range between 30 to 35 points, leaning more to the high side of 35 points.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it. Those of you who I didn't get to, I apologize. Up next, Bobby Belt joins us from Dallas to talk Cowboys. And from their end, what do they need to do to win this game? And I wonder if they view it as a code red game. We'll ask him next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.